Dear Rudy, we're on a Jeep tour in Salida, Colorado, rocking and bumping our way up stony trails to ghost towns, abandoned mines, aspen groves with flickering leaves. We had to wake up at 7 a.m. for this behind-the-scenes look at Rocky Mountain life. But in our 2 weeks on the road so far, we've been amazed by the distinct regional culture still flourishing, despite the Starbucks and Gap stores in nearly every city. After 4 hours of rumbling over the rugged mountain terrain, we're starving. We pull into Pitkin, population 100, to dine at the Wagon Wheel, the town's only cafe. We place our sandwich orders and wait. And wait. 30 minutes later, we're still waiting. What's taking so long? There are less than 20 diners in the whole place. I get up and walk to the kitchen. Our waiter is frying burgers over the grill. He darts to the counter to take an order. He scoops ice cream. He heads back to the now blackening burgers. He's the only person working in the entire restaurant. His staff members, he tells me, are spending the day volunteering on a tunnel pass cleanup. I sit back down, feeling faint with hunger. He hasn't even started on our sandwiches, and there are 2 enchilada plates just sitting on the counter. I stand up. I was a waitress once. Briefly. Disastrously. But how hard can it be to hand out 2 enchiladas? I hesitate. Can an outsider like me, untrained, unknown, a customer ostensibly, step behind the counter and serve? Not where I live. Ha, if I offered to help in New York City, I would be laughed out the door. It'd violate health codes. There'd be tax complications. I might slip on a slice of cheese and sue. But this is Colorado, and I'm hungry. I inch my way into the kitchen. Look, I say, can I just give those enchiladas to someone? The waiter looks up from the grill. I don't know who they go to, he says. I grab the plates and head into the dining room in search of their owners. I deliver the enchiladas, then serve the blackened burgers to 3 mountain bikers in neon riding gear. A family heads to the counter to pay. We scan the price list, together figuring out what they owe. I run the cash register. I deliver mayonnaise in small plastic cups. I'm actually having fun in my new identity as a noble volunteer helping to feed the people. 2 hours later, my group is ready to leave. I make one last strawberry cone, look around at the satisfied customers, and realize that maybe this is the behind-the-scenes look at small-town Colorado I was craving. The state still has a free-spirited frontier mentality. Someone like me can serve at a restaurant without having to jump through bureaucratic hoops. The people seem honest, correcting me when I charge them for 1 Coke instead of 2. And here in Colorado, lending a hand or accepting one seems to be a natural thing to do. As a tourist, I usually blow through small towns like this, trying to get a bead on local culture by joining a group drive, establishing a repartee with the bell clerk, or sampling regional food. But an afternoon of working at the Wagon Wheel gave me the sharpest taste of a place I'd had yet. I serve the cone and say goodbye to my frazzled coworker. He takes a $20 bill out of the cash register and hands it to me. You don't have to pay me, I say. It was fun. But he insists, and I'm not from Colorado. I take the money and run out to the Jeep.
That postcard was sent by Wendy Paris, who lives and writes in New York City.